Why is juvenile crime sky high, particularly gun violence? Well, it might have something to do with a so-called five strikes and you're out. We'll explain just ahead.
That's a few strikes too many to many of us. Welcome, everybody. Hour number two, the John Carlson Show, Talk Radio 570 KVI. Okay, so this hour, we're going to start local. And we are going to take head on the issue of juvenile crime. We've got just a wonderful example of what is wrong. It won't be new news to many of you Carlson commuters, because for years I have been saying what is now finally coming to be acknowledged, which namely that we talk endlessly in this state about gun violence and don't do anything about violent people with guns. Instead, it's almost like we use the issue of gun violence as an excuse to, you know, a cover, if you will, to make life more difficult for people who do things that liberals don't want them to do, namely to own a gun or own a gun with an extended magazine or own an AR-15 because it's a scary looking gun. It's no more lethal than any other .22 rifle. In fact, it's many ways less powerful.
Well, it's a weapon of war.
You know, put that, and that's what they'll call it, a weapon of war. And you will never see an American soldier in a hot zone carrying an AR-15. I'm sorry, he or she would be putting themselves at a distinct disadvantage. But again, put that aside. We'll talk about crime and guns. And then at 7:30, you know, Donald Trump has now issued over 200 executive actions. How do we make sense of them all? I mean, they've come like, you know, water through a fire hose. Well, a fire hose outside of California. And so at the bottom of the hour, what we'll talk about is executive orders that Trump has issued that are happening right now that already have the force of law. Then we'll talk about executive orders that are coming soon. They're coming around the corner. And then we'll talk about those that are a little more long term. But anyway, Kim Strassel, Wall Street Journal, put them into very comprehensible and coherent categories, so you can figure out what is happening when as a result of what Donald Trump just did. Let us start, however, with this great story on Como, where you have Michelle Esteban incredulously reporting on how ridiculously lenient our criminal justice system is when it comes to armed juveniles. Here's Como's Mary Numb.
The King County prosecutor insists, quote, we can do better when it comes to responding to juveniles and gun violence. She insists juvenile offenders caught with guns need intervention sooner, and the law is not set up to do that. She told Como's Michelle Esteban it's time to change the law and get juvenile suspects rehab and intervention much sooner.
Okay, now Lisa Mannion has been with King County for well over 20 years, and she was chief of staff to Dan Satterberg. I remember having a conversation with Dan Satterberg. In fact, I'll tell you, we had a conversation in the parking lot of the Monroe Penitentiary. He and I both went to interview an inmate named Stephen Dozier, who was a three striker who was attempting to get clemency. And he argued that he had gotten his act together. And so I agreed, as the primary leader of Three Strikes, co-author of the initiative, I agreed to go meet with Dozier and Satterberg and a couple of other people. And so we went to the penitentiary and sat down with Dozier, by the way, who I ended up recommending that he receive clemency, and Dozier did. And Stephen has been out for, my goodness, over 10 years. So this conversation took place a long time ago, over a decade ago. And the conversation was all about, hey, we need to do something to crack down on juveniles who possess weapons, who are caught with weapons, and there's next to no penalty for it. Again, this was well over a decade ago. This was before Dan Satterberg went from being a moderate to being a woke liberal. did literally a Jekyll and Hyde transformation, just a complete reversal of being a one-time protege of Norm Mailing, the county prosecutor, to being more of a George Soros-type prosecutor. But anyway, putting that aside, my point here is that this problem that Dan and I talked about, that he was concerned about as a prosecutor well over a decade ago, this is not new. This has been a problem for a long time. So why they are now just finally starting to wake up to this? Here is Michelle Esteban sitting down for this interview with Lisa Mannion, who is, no surprise here, running for re-election as county prosecutor.
Gun violence is rampant from adults to juveniles.
That ratio of young people committing serious violent crime as a first-time offense is up.
King County Prosecutor Lisa Mannion believes there was a wasted chance, a missed opportunity to help those teens long before they were linked to more serious and violent crimes.
If we had intervened the first time those young people had carried guns, could we have applied some meaningful interventions that would have saved future heartache?
The answer there is, yeah, duh, but the law does nothing to deter young miscreants getting into trouble from getting into more trouble, because there's no consequences for getting into trouble.
Under current state law, Mannion says youth caught carrying a gun are put in detention for up to 30 days, then released.
If I'm a kid and I'm busted for having a firearm, which is a felony, the first time, what's going to happen?
If you're a juvenile and you are caught carrying a firearm the very first time, the most you will see is 30 days in detention at the local level.
What happens about the second time?
The most you will receive is 30 days at the local level.
Third time?
30 days at the local level.
Fourth time?
30 days at the local level.
Fifth time?
You might then be eligible for juvenile rehabilitation for a longer sentence.
Five strikes before they can actually be sentenced for longer than 30 days at a state rehabilitation center. Mannion calls that dangerous.
We can do better.
She's working with lawmakers to change the law so teens can get to rehabilitation with incentives to change their behavior sooner.
Okay. Now, again, giving you a perspective you're not going to hear anywhere else, Lisa Mannion says up to 30 days. The reality is it's hardly ever 30 days. Oftentimes, it's no time at all. Basically, you lose your gun, the gun you stole, the gun you got from someone who stole it or bought from someone who stole it, the gun you took from a home because you knew where to get it from your dad. Most of the time, the only thing they're going to lose is the gun. And if they get caught a second time, it's not like, you know, we gave you a break, and then here you went out and were caught again. This time, it's serious, because we're serious about gun violence, and guns and kids with criminal records do not go together. So, boom, half a year in juvie. No, the second time, they'll probably just take the gun again, and maybe a weekend in jail, juvie jail. And the third time, again, maybe a week. Rarely do they get hit with the 30 days. It's just not that big a deal. So if it's not that big a deal to the politicians who wrote these laws, if it's not that big a deal when it comes to sentencing recommendations, why should the juvenile, why should the 15-year-old think it's a big deal? Of course they're armed. Why not arm up? What's the downside of arming yourself? If there's no punishment, if there's no consequences, why not do it? So you have Lisa Mannion saying, you know, we can do better. Okay, Lisa Mannion has been prosecutor for 4 years. She's known all about this for much, much longer than 4 years. So has she requested to the legislature that they dramatically toughen up their sentences for juveniles caught illegally possessing firearms? No, she has not. Has she recommended to groups like the Alliance for Gun Responsibility, hey, it's not very responsible for 14-year-olds to be caught with firearms and have no face no consequences? If she has, they certainly hasn't resulted in any interest on the part of the Alliance for Gun Responsibility to call for tougher penalties for juveniles who illegally possess guns. And by the way, you're probably wondering, well, wait a minute, all these Democrats in Olympia talk about gun violence. They're always talking about we need to do something about gun violence. Jay Inslee says that. Bob Ferguson says it. Why aren't they leading the way on much tougher penalties for juveniles who possess firearms? Because their progressive base doesn't want them to. The progressive base, the progressive left in the Democratic caucus, they don't want tougher penalties for juveniles who possess firearms. They don't mind tough penalties on law-abiding people who are carrying a firearm without a concealed carry permit, but juveniles, no. Even what if the juvenile has a criminal record? So what? No. The left will use race as an excuse. They'll say, well, disproportionate impact, disproportionate number of kids who carry weapons illegally. I'm surprised they don't say undocumentedly, are children of color. And therefore, that would create disparities in our criminal justice system. By the way, most of the people who get shot by juveniles are kids of color, people of color. Somehow, when it comes to disproportion and racial disparity, if you're victims, that doesn't seem to matter much to liberals. But if you're criminals, suddenly it matters a whole lot. So you see what's wrong here? This is finally being raised as an issue. I tell you what, Lisa Manion, here's your charge. Get on the phone with Bob Ferguson, who you know well, since he was chief law enforcement officer for Washington while you've been King County prosecutor, and ask him to push for legislation that will dramatically increase the penalties. Then we'll know you're serious about this. Then we'll know you really mean it, because KVI listeners have known it for a long time. And, you know, this, if we're talking about saving lives, and by the way, there is an epidemic of armed violence among juveniles, in part because our juvenile justice system under Lisa Manion prefers diversion to consequences for juveniles who are continually in trouble with the law. So they graduate to guns pretty quickly, especially since, hit the rewind button, there are next to no consequences for having the gun, even if you've got a juvenile crime record, criminal record.